Hello, it's your daddy, and I am talking to you from a town called Globe, Arizona. This is the end of our first day of the Arizona trip, and it's been a long day. I got up at 3 in the morning, and your mom got up to help me get up 3 in the morning. And right now, it's about midnight here, which means that it's 3 in the morning there again, and I'm still awake. But after I do this, I'm going to go to bed. Wanted to just tell you a little bit about our day. We flew in and the flight was just fine. And then we spent a long time trying to get the vans that we're all going to travel in. It was hard to get them from the rental companies because they had trouble with the reservations and one thing and another. And we wanted to take the back seats out of the vans. They're these big vans. We want to take the back seats out so that we can fit our luggage in them. And the rental companies didn't want to store the back seats. So we rented a storage space near the airport and drove there and took the back seats out and stored them there, and we're going to pick them up again on our way back. And then we went to a store and we bought some coolers and some knives and cutting boards and stuff to and a table to make ourselves picnic lunches. And we went to a supermarket and bought food for picnic lunches, and we bought some ice to put in the coolers so our food is staying nice and cool. And we drove to an arboretum for a picnic lunch. Now, an arboretum is normally a place where they have lots of trees and other kinds of plants and things like that. Well, this is an Arizona-style arboretum, so mostly it's cactus and other desert plants, and they're very strange, and some of them are very, very beautiful and very interesting. And that was a lot of fun to tour around the arboretum. Now, at the arboretum, a lot of the Terrascopers got some very interesting sound. There was a group that was trying to get bird sounds, and they had a little bit of trouble getting bird sounds because there was so much background noise. So here's an example of one of the problems they had.
Attempt number two to get bird sounds. Is that an aeroplane going over?
I think it's just cars.
I definitely hear an aeroplane.
Oh, now there is, yeah.
Well, really?
So you can see what I mean. But eventually they did get some excellent bird sounds, and here they are. Now, another couple of Terrascopers wanted to get the sound of a lizard on a rock. So they were very excited when they found one, and here that is. And then they were even more excited when they can actually get the sound of it skittering across a rock. Now, because of the background noise, you can just barely hear it skittering. But if you listen closely, you'll hear it skitter. And that was a lizard skittering. Now, some other Terrascopers found an enormous 4-foot-long rain stick there, and they thought it made a really interesting sound. And here's what that sounded like. And they also found a wooden frog that makes a croaking noise when you rub something over it. The Arboretum was really great, partly because of the plants, but partly because they did a really nice job explaining different things about the plants. For example, they had a poster on why you shouldn't touch cactus. And here it is.
How do you touch a cactus? Very carefully. You might hurt it. Cacti are very delicate plants, so they have spines for protection from animals, which might eat them, and for a lattice-like shading from the hot sun. When damaged, cacti are prone to rot. Fungus or bacteria can invade them. They may also dry out in the heat of the day. You may lightly touch barrel or column-shaped cacti. They have large spine leaves. But you should not touch pad-stem cacti or segmented-stem cacti. Caution. All prickly pear and cola cacti have very tiny spines called glochids, which are shaped like harpoons. They will stick into your skin and are dangerous if they get in your eye. Caution. Even barrel-shaped cacti may have small hooks at the end of their spines, which may catch on your skin. Moral of the story? Don't touch it too much. Cactus flowers bloom and then quickly wither, so precious water is conserved. Cactus fruits are nutritious and sweet to attract desert animals. The seeds pass through their digestive tracts and are spread to new places to grow.
But the Terrascopers didn't just get sounds of animals and gizmos at the Arboretum. They also spoke to some people, and a couple of them had a great experience. They found this very nice couple. It turned out the Arboretum had a plant sale today. They were selling plants, and so there were a lot of people around buying plants, and they met this very nice couple. And it turns out that he's someone who once had an extremely important job. And here he is to tell you a little bit about it.
I used to be director of the Peace Corps. And she was the first volunteer who ever went to Chad in Africa in the Peace Corps.
So that was really neat. They were very, very excited. And he'd had other jobs. He was the director of Conservation International. And he'd had some other important jobs having to do with conservation and the environment. From the Arboretum, we drove out past the town of Globe, and we drove to the Roosevelt Dam and Roosevelt Lake Recreation Area, where we saw an enormous dam that's been put up to hold back the water to make a lake, which can also be used as a reservoir, and the dam runs some hydroelectric power. And then from there, we drove back to Globe, and we checked into the hotel, which is very nice, and we went and had ourselves dinner, and then we're going to go to bed. And we're going to have a breakfast tomorrow and take off. And I hope we're going to go whitewater rafting. Talk to you later. Bye.